Video: Over 70 vehicles involved in Pennsylvania wreck, 10 injured. By Amy Furr on March 13, 2022. Over 70 vehicles were tangled in a wreck along an interstate near Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. 10 people were injured in the pileup. The crash happened on I-581 in Cumberland County just after 2 p.m. As snow and high winds made driving difficult throughout Pennsylvania, NBC Philadelphia reported. However, no one suffered serious injuries during the near whiteout conditions. That evening, state police and PennDOT workers managed to reopen the roadway for traffic, according to Local 21 News. About 60 people were bused from the crash scene to the new Cumberland Borough Fire Department, where volunteers provided warm shelter and food for the victims until family could arrive. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, the outlet said. Video footage showed the scene with multiple first responder vehicles and others backed up on the roadway. In a social media post on Saturday evening, Trooper Megan Ammerman said 73 vehicles were involved in the wreck and 43 damaged. Thank you to all the fire departments, PennDOT and all of the local agencies for the help, she added. Meanwhile, a winter storm was expected to blanket New England with snow and develop into a bomb cyclone on its way to Canada, the Weather Channel reported Saturday. More than 8 inches of snow has fallen in the Appalachians so far, with Derby Center, Vermont, picking up 11 inches of snow. Knoxville, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Buffalo, New York have picked up 6+ inches. Snow fell early Saturday as far south as northern Louisiana and Mississippi. Moderate snow fell around Memphis. In a social media post early Saturday, the National Weather Service said the heavy snowfall was moving across central Pennsylvania. Low visibility and snowfall rates of 2-hour have been reported with this band. Travel will be dangerous, the agency warned. However, the agency's update on Sunday morning said temperatures were expected to rise in the coming days. Most locations will reach the 50-degree mark on Monday, it noted.